Stay tuned for Nero Wolf, who follows transcribed in 30 seconds. Later tonight, over most of these NBC stations, Duffy's Tavern comes your way. And on the menu at Duffy's tonight, there's a blue plate special of grilled English language, served up by the delightfully ungrammatical Archie. Plus laughs garnished with chuckles, brought to you by Archie's remarkable crew. There's no cover charge at Duffy's Tavern. Just keep your dial tuned to NBC. And this Sunday means another broadcast of The Big Show. And your guests include Fred Allen, Douglas Fairbanks, Danny Thomas, and many, many more. Tallulah, of course, is your hostess on The Big Show.
How's it going?
Everything is going extremely well.
Good to hear that. Stand by for some fun.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
We'll be listening to a special swing concert at Carnegie Hall, New York City, from October 1939, part of the Music Festival Week, given free of charge by ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, to the public in appreciation for 25 years of support. Along with the Benny Goodman Band that Friday night program were the bands of Paul Whiteman, Fred Waring, and Glenn Miller. We'll hear some excerpts from this program with Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller. Now we'll turn it over to the Master of Ceremonies that evening, Gene Buck, the 1939 president for ASCAP.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a first in everything, even in music. And the first exponent and the forerunner of all swing interpretation is here now. And it affords me infinite pleasure to introduce at this time the king of swing, Benny Goodman, and his orchestra.
Thank you. very much. And now one of the grandest tunes written in some genre. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now one of the grandest tunes written in some time, and one of the most interesting arrangements Fletcher Henderson's made in some time. It's called Sunrise Serenade. And now a little musical fun titled, "Tain't What You Do, It's the Way Hot You Do It." I've always wanted to sing in Carnegie Hall, and I think this is my chance. About 3:30, my dad said, "Son, come here to me. Things may come and things may go. But here's one thing that you ought to know.
Take what you do.
It's the way Hutch you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way Hutch you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way Hutch you do it.
That's what gets me done.
Mama, mama.
Take what you do.
It's the way Hutch you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way Hutch you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way Hutch you do it.
That's what gets me down.
Well, all right then.
Try hard. Don't mean a thing.
Some boys, eh, kid?
Take it easy.
Breezy.
When you want to swing.
Well, swing them, boy.
Take what you say.
It's the way Hutch you say it.
Take what you play.
It's the way Hutch you play it.
Take what you care.
It's the way Hutch you care.
Say, Benny.
Yeah.
What do you mean by K?
I mean K. Kaiser. He wouldn't play that song that way.
He wouldn't?
No.
Then how would he play it?
You ask the boys. They know. Student! Listen to the sassy trumpets. And now the shortest 15 minutes in radio, Fred Wang. It taint what you... It's the way that you... That's what gets me so. And now that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey.
Tommy, on a night like this.
And now the sweetest music this side of heaven. Remember now, this is really all in fun now. This is really all in fun. Guy Lombardo. Oh, you mean some of that Carnegie Hall jive, huh?
You take me, Gate.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now to get serious, for half serious for just a moment, this is a number written by a really outstanding composer, a boy from England who's been very successful over here the last few years, Alec Templeton. He's written a... Alec has written a piece for us in which he portrays his idea of the way he thinks that great composer John Sebastian Bach would have written if he would have written for a swing man. This is called Bach Goes to Town. Thank you. featuring Fletcher Henderson at the piano, Toots Mondello at the saxophone, Ziggy Elman at the trumpet, Arthur Bernstein at the bass. We play the 1 o'clock jump.
And now the new group in the band, the Sextet, with Lionel at the vibraphones, Arthur Bernstein at the bass, Nick Fatul at the drums, and our new discovery, Charles Christian at the electric guitar. Charlie's from Oklahoma, and it is good. Sing about it, Charlie. Charlie, I really think, is one of the most terrific musicians who's been produced in years. And now we play Flying Home. Concluding portion of this program, I now present one of the outstanding bands of the nation. In this kingdom of swing, there is terrific competition, as you can understand. 20 million of the youth of this nation have taken swing unto themselves, and is gradually sneaking up on some of the old folks. And in this kingdom, just a year ago, a modest young boy with a great gift of orchestration and projection came along and captured the youth of the nation by his treatment of popular melodies. It affords me great joy to have him on this program and to present to you for the final band of the night one of the most popular bands in the United States at the moment, Mr. Glenn Miller.
now one of the outstanding song hits of the year with a vocal by Ray Everly.
Let's build a stairway to the stars and climb that stairway to the stars. Will love beside us to fill the night with a star. We'll hear the sound.
The Big Band Swings program coming your way on 88.7 KRVS and on the internet at krvs.org. Leaving Carnegie Hall October 1939, for those performances by Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Ray Eberle, and Marion Hutton there with the Glenn Miller Band. We'll stay in New York City, jump ahead a few years to about 1943 for a V-Disc session. And you've got Joe Thomas on trumpet, Benny Morton, trombone, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Johnny Williams, bass, Big Sid Catlett drums, and Teddy Wilson on piano. And they're going to kick things off with How High the Moon after an introduction about the V-Discs.
This is Teddy Wilson. We're mighty glad the music section of the Special Service Division is making these V-Discs because it gives us a chance to play a few selections especially for you.
Good evening and welcome to the show, the Big Band Swings program, coming your way on 88.7 KRVS and on the web at krvs.org. Next, we'll hear from Fats Waller and his rhythm. The first cut's going to be In the Gloaming. Batchwaller does, a good man is hard to find.
You know what I mean, and treat him right. 'Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. Exceedingly hard to find, yeah.
Big Band Swing Show, 88.7 KRVS, coming your way from the Avocado Room as we head down to Swingadilla Street. Fats Waller puts down piano, picks up electric organ for Swingadilla Street.
Thank you.
Harmonica Rascals. Joining the program this evening, I'm Lee Kleinpeter, coming your way from the Avocado Room, high-top, well-built hotel, Biltwell, another session of Big Band Swings.
Nobody does music like Cabo Verde. Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Join me on my trip to the African island nation as we check out a hot new festival, the Atlantic Music Expo. Next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
Hi, this is Cheryl Castillo. Join me each week on The Exchange, where everyone has a story to tell. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., Wednesdays at 3 a.m. Here on listener-supported Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.